For the Record continues from KARR in Kirkland.
I'm Christy Lauder, your host for the next quarter hour. Our special guest for this segment of For the Record is Ed Milhuizen, who is president and co-founder of Sharper Mind Centers. Ed, thanks for joining us on our program.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to share with you.
Well, you've got an interesting organization, and we can't wait to let our listeners know about it. Tell us a little bit about what you do there at Sharper Mind Centers.
Well, we work with children and adults who have attention deficit disorder, dyslexia, learning disabilities, head trauma, and other things that are just stopping them from maximizing their enjoyment of life and productivity. It's something wrong with the brain, it's not quite working right, and that's their specialty.
And this is drug-free treatment, correct?
That is absolutely correct. We use a therapy that stimulates the brain, and most people do not need the medications after a number of weeks in our program.
Give us an example of what can happen to people who are suffering with these various brain or mental maladies.
Well, let me give you a number of examples. We've got hundreds, but let's just start with one. Justin was 12 years old when he came to us, and he had been 5 years in special education and still could not read or write. And he was a 12-year-old in sixth grade, and you know, that's quite a bit of a challenge. And when we tested him, we found out he had a very severe form of dyslexia, which means that really his left brain had not hooked into functionality yet. And there was just a major mental block, and he began our program, and within 12 weeks, he came home with his first A, a 90%, and it was on a spelling test. Within 16 weeks, he was reading to the tearful delight of his mom. Within 7 months, he was totally out of special education. And for a young man who'd been in special ed for years, felt dumb and stupid, to be normalized was just very, very exciting for him.
Oh, that is great. Now, how long does, I know it's different for each case, but approximate treatment, how long can that last?
Well, generally, most people to go through the entire program take about 12 to 14 months. Usually results are noticeable within 5 weeks, the brain rehab program, and 70% of the kids that come to us on medications such as Ritalin or Adderall are off within 8 to 12 weeks, if not sooner.
And that is great. Speaking of Ritalin, go into ADD and ADHD. Tell us, for listening audience that aren't familiar with that, a little bit about that if you can and how your program can help.
Sure. Well, typically, Ritalin and Adderall are what we call class 2 controlled substances in the same class, interestingly enough, as cocaine. In fact, pharmacologically, there's a lot of similarities between those medications because they are what they call stimulant medications. And unfortunately, while they are helpful for some people, there are some side effects such as stunted growth. So that a couple days ago, one of our staff had someone call in, and their boy, who's in fifth grade, only weighed 42 pounds because his growth had been so suppressed by these medications. While they do help some people, the reality is their bodies have a tendency to get used to them and need more and more of those type of medications, and they begin losing functionality over time. What our program does is, through helping the brain become more efficient, then the body itself clears up some of those biochemical imbalances and the need for medication goes away, and on top of that, the brain is much more efficient in the way it operates.
Now, how can ADD be detected?
Well, usually what leads people to seek help is the problems in class, because ADD, or ADHD, as the psychiatry manual calls it, is really a diagnosis of symptoms. In other words, how is the child acting, or the adult acting? Do they have trouble paying attention? Do they have trouble focusing? And so usually it's a diagnosis of symptoms. Well, we found from experience that that isn't the best way to do it, because there's 50 different causes of those symptoms. And, of course, how do you treat something unless you know the cause, right?
Right.
So the first thing you have to do is to do an in-depth evaluation to understand what is the root cause of some of these issues. And again, in our case, we use a battery of tests. There's about 25 different things that we look for in our testing process to determine what are some of the causes, what's the underlying root issue of what this child or adult is struggling with.
Now, what about diet and allergies? Does that play a part in ADD?
Certainly. One of the causes of ADD behavior, again, not necessarily true ADD, but ADD behavior, is that of diet. For example, if a child is hypoglycemic, which often comes from eating too much sugar or, you know, white flour for breakfast, they go to school and about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, their blood sugar tanks and they get hypoglycemic. And certainly that can influence one's attention or focus ability. Allergies too, food allergies, especially that of dairy products, wheat products, chocolates, peanuts, again, can make a difference in a child's ability to focus. For example, recently we had a child who was having real trouble focusing, and we discovered that he had celiac disease, which is a gluten allergy, and it was dramatically affecting his ability to focus. Now, our doctor, interestingly enough, had the same condition, and so we put him on a wheat-free or gluten-free diet. And we got huge changes, huge results in his learning abilities.
Right, which makes life go so much smoother and better for them, too.
Right, once you understand the cause and you deal with it, then usually the symptoms go away.
Now, what does your organization do that is different from conventional drug therapy?
Well, first of all, we use a blend, and this makes us different from all the other programs out there. We use a blend of therapies to stimulate the brain in ways that other programs just aren't able to do. For example, a lot of people use vision therapy. You know, if you go to a behavioral optometrist, they use vision therapy to try to stimulate the brain through the vision processes. You go to an auditory specialist, and they might use some auditory therapy to stimulate the brain through the hearing process. You go to a balance or kinesthesiologist, and they might use muscle feedback systems in the brain. Well, Sharper Minds did a lot of research and worked with a number of researchers and combined aspects of 7 different programs to come together to have a very robust effect on the brain, stimulating the brain through the vision, through the hearing, through the muscle feedback, through the memory centers, bits of physical and occupational therapy, and the results are just very dramatic.
So give us some success stories, if you can, working with ADHD.
Well, let's say, for example, we had a 15-year-old, Nick, I'll just call it, use his first name, that came to us very bad behavior, grades very poor, D's and F's. The mother got sick and tired of getting called by the school. Nearly, she felt every day, I don't know if that was true, but, you know, just felt that way, saying, you know, come pick up your boy, he's misbehaving, he's beating up on other kids. You know, just a very challenging situation. And they enrolled him in the program, and he also happened to be a player on their baseball team. And within a matter of weeks, he became the best batter, the best pitcher on his team. They won the state championship. And the following school year, when he began, his grades, instead of being D's and F's, were A's and B's with a couple C's, you know, which he got bummed out about, which was a total different perspective. And actually, he finished the program in 10 months, and the results were very dramatic for him and his family. And, of course, all those ADHD symptoms were totally gone.
Okay, so that's fantastic then. And if you can do it without drugs, it is so worth it.
Absolutely, because there's no side effects from our program.
I know. That's what's good, because like you said, your body does develop a dependence on them, and then it takes more and more. And I just think that's just the wrong way to go. Now, what about on adults? Is it true that the brain can actually create new neurons, can be developed in adult brains?
At any stage of life, whether you're 9 years old or 90. There was one lady who had gone through a predecessor of our program that was in a wheelchair, and 3 months later, she was shopping the malls. We had a 57-year-old man who was like a had worked for a number of years in a grocery store, part of a large chain, and had been passed over for promotions because of his inability to sequence, to stay on task, to stay focused on getting the job done and making sure everything got done correctly. And when he finished the program, or just about the time he finished the program, he had the opportunity, was supposed to just run the store for one day. Well, it turned out to be 7 days, and he did such a fabulous job that his management was just absolutely surprised, and they put him up for a store manager promotion. And this is a 57-year-old, and he made the comment. He says, anything I do from here on out, I have to tribute to what you guys have done for me.
That is great. So you have a really high success rate then.
We do. We do. As long as people are willing to do the exercises at home, as we instruct them and come into the weekly appointments, and I'm going to say, do it with a good attitude. Got to do it with a good attitude, because if there's a lot of stress involved in the home, for example, somebody is super critical of this child, and that's not that unusual. You know, if a child is struggling and a parent happens to be a little bit down on them, they have to encourage that. They have to realize this child is changing for the positive, and the results are there. But if somebody's always, you know, hovering over the child, being very critical, it can reduce the results.
Right. And how long has this therapy been around?
Well, parts of our therapy have been around for many, many years, probably going back 75 to 100 years. How shall I say, the foundation of some of, like, the auditory therapy. However, other aspects are fairly new and current. But it's the way it's blended together and the realization of the science behind why is this working where before it wasn't. The science behind it is what's allowing us to get some of the great results we're getting.
And how did you get involved?
Personal need. I had two children, or have two children, that struggled with some of the issues we've been talking about. They were ADD, dyslexic. And it runs genetically in my wife's family. She had two siblings who were very functionally dyslexic and struggled. And parents spent thousands on tutoring organizations, on counselors and psychiatrists, on medication, trying to help these siblings of hers, and with limited results. And it wasn't until they came upon some researchers who had some answers, especially through vision therapy, that some huge progress was made. So when we recognized our kids were struggling with some of those same issues, you know, we turned to some of those same researchers and saw some great strides forward. But again, it wasn't the total picture, and so we began doing additional research, working with other researchers to find out how does the brain respond to various therapies, to different treatments, and as a result of that, we developed the Sharper Minds program. We even traveled to Europe to do some of the research, but the results were well worth it, and now we see success with hundreds of children and adults.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Now, what is it that you cover? It's dyslexia, ADHD, and just any learning problems?
Well, even more than that, head trauma. But the primary focus is that what we call ADHD oftentimes, probably 80% of the time, really is a form of dyslexia. Again, ADHD is more of a diagnosis of symptoms, and oftentimes those with dyslexia. And understand that dyslexia is a problem with the left side of the brain. In other words, the left side of the brain is not fully developed, and that's the side that deals with discipline, persistence, words, self-motivation. you know, the things that really parents and teachers are looking for.
Exactly.
And when that side of the brain is not developed properly, what we call a lack of bilaterality, then the individual will have the symptoms of ADHD. For example, if a child is not hearing properly or not seeing properly, then how can they pay attention properly?
They can't.
It's very difficult for them. Our program not only deals with that, but also head trauma. For example, we had a pastor come to us. He's 43 years old. 18 years earlier, at the age of 25, he had been flying in a light aircraft in South America while on a mission trip. And at that time, the plane crashed. He suffered quite a bit of damage, was in the ICU unit for, I think, 6 months, could not walk afterwards without some major assistance and 2 crutches. Short-term memory loss, depression. Here he was 43 years old. He came into our program, found out about us through some seminars we did. And within, I think it was 5 weeks, he was standing by himself in the shower. 10 weeks, he was just bemoaning how much he'd lost so much of his life. He was seeing so much progress. And within 14 weeks, I watched him walk into our office by himself with just 1 crutch.
Oh, that is fantastic.
And so even with head trauma, I can give other examples as well, but even with head trauma, we can usually make some good results, providing, of course, the person's gone through more conventional type of therapies and, you know, reach kind of the maximum progress in those conventional therapies.
Right. Well, the brain's a complicated little thing. We really don't know what it can do to this day. So that's fantastic.
Well, this decade between 2000 and 2010 has been called the decade of the brain.
Right.
Because of the rapid increase of knowledge of the brain research. And it really was precipitated in 1998 when the discovery that the brain can produce new brain cells was discovered. That really launched the, call it the research on the brain.
Oh, it made a lot of people feel better, too.
Well, there's a lot of people who maybe in their teens or youth did things that may have fried a few brain cells, and to know that, you know, they can recover some of that through brain healing
Absolutely.
Is pretty exciting.
Absolutely. Now, for our people in the audience that are interested, how can they get in touch with you and get more information?
Well, first thing I would recommend is they go to our website, and that's www.sharpermindcenters.com. That's sharpermindcenters.com, or you can go to any search engine like Google and type in Sharper Minds, and it will probably come up number 1 and 2. There's a lot of information there, answers to most people's questions, and they can also enter their own information online, and we check out the file every day, and we will send them out a packet of information. If they'd like to call us, they're welcome to do so. Our toll-free number is 1-866-HELP-ADD. That's 866-HELP-ADD. Those are the simplest ways to get a hold of us, and we'd be happy to discuss. If somebody wants to ask specifically for me, Ed Mailhuizen, or Ed, I'm happy to chat with them directly.
Okay, and it sounds like a great program, so anybody listening, if you do have that problem at home or with yourself, give it a shot. And Ed, what else would you like to get out to our audience before we close?
Well, again, regardless of where they're listening to us from, whether they're near our 4 current centers or whether they're in a different state, we currently work with people from 24 different states, so distance is not really a problem except in the mind of somebody. So as long as they're willing to work with us, fly out here for 1 visit and then work over the phone, we're happy to meet their needs and to help them in whatever manner possible. And again, our goal is simply to help families and children live better by thinking better.
Okay, and so they can do that even if they are in another state.
Absolutely.
All right, well, a lot of good information. Again, we've been speaking with Ed Mailhuizen, who is president and co-founder of Sharper Mind Centers. And Ed, we want to thank you for taking your time to speak with us today.
Thanks so much for calling.
And that concludes our edition of For the Record. I'm Christy Lauder, and thanks again for joining us today.
You've been listening to For the Record. The opinions and views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This program is presented as a public service of Family Radio and KARR in Kirkland. Comments about For the Record should be directed in writing to KARR, Post Office Box 883, Kirkland, Washington 98083. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-359-3147.